just in time. I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I've found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life. That lovely, lonely life. That lovely, lonely life. That lovely day.
Well, yeah, Joe Biscopo right here, baby. Sundays with Sinatra, that's Billy May. Ernie Freeman arranged this for Mr. Sinatra. It's the classic, That's Life with Joe on the radio.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. Back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball
And
is it. I mean, he's in the United Western Recording Studios, and as our friend Charles Pignon, the president of Sinatra Enterprises, told us on the air a few months ago, that he was with Mia Farrow, and he went in, and they just did that. A couple takes on that. He did one take, and then it's true that they went back in, and Ernie Freeman, again, the arranger, said, Mr. S., we'd like to try it again, and Mr. S. was not happy because he got his one take, as he was always famous for, right? But they used the second take because it was more biting, because Mr. S. wanted to just finish it up, and indeed he did, and owned it, as always. Hey, let me go to Larry in Tampa. We love you for calling, and I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I wanted to get all the music in. And what we don't finish here, maybe we'll finish in Nashville. That's what I'm thinking. Next week we'll celebrate Easter, certainly. And it's Purim and it's Palm Sunday. And Larry is on the phone. Hi, Larry. Thanks for calling from Florida. How you doing?
Okay. How you doing, Mr. Piscopo? Thank you for playing Autumn of My Years. That's the favorite, one of my favorites.
That it is. What now? Tell me about what is, I'm reading the byline on our call board. Tell me exactly what you.
Oh, Sam Butera. You got any records by Sam Butera and the Witnesses?
Do you know one of my all time favorites? You just touched my heart. He was the best. Yeah. He was a genius in his own right, and Louis Prima knew it. Why? No. Tell me about Sam.
Mr. Sinatra pulled out $2,500 and maybe go get some sandwiches over the what do you call it, White House. On Arctic Avenue in Atlantic City, when he's over at the resort.
Yes, wait.
With Nelson Riddle and the whole gang.
Wait, he gave you the money, Larry? He gave you the money?
I was his errand boy sometimes.
Oh, so you knew Merrill.
My job was to make sure that not too much liquor went out the door of the resort.
Yeah, look at that. So you were with Merrill. You were with Merrill and the gang down there when Mr. S came into town.
So
what is the hour that Frank Sinatra requested those famous White House cheesesteaks and those big hoagies?
1978.
And what time in the morning was it, do you figure?
Oh, geez, it was late in the day.
Yeah, because Larry, what a great story. And he gave you like $2,500 bucks. Feed the band, baby.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Larry, great story. And thanks.
Sam Terry.
Yes. We're going to play Sam for you because he was a dear personal friend and one of the great artists ever to walk the earth, the great Sam Butera. Thanks for that, Larry. Thanks for that great story. It's true. Mr. S would go down to Atlantic City. And he would be playing, you know, either Bally's or he'd play resorts, wherever he was. And he would just, his clock was like, you know, it was 5 o'clock in the morning. So I heard from a lot of the folks down there. And Mr. S would say, hey, the White House was a famous kind of hoagie place. And they would send out, and there, I didn't know that he also not only got for himself, but in true Frank Sinatra fashion, he would get something for the band, you know? And this is, I got to tell you the story while I'm there. This is an Atlantic City story. This is a true story that the gentleman Merrill I told you about and told me that he was in the room. And forgive me if you heard it before. He was in the dressing room. Frank Sinatra did the first show at Caesars, about to do a second show. And then, on the TV in the dressing room, this is roughly 1980-ish, I pop up doing an impression of who? Frank Sinatra. So the dressing room is full. Mr. S is about to do his second set. And then I come up, and no one was crazy enough to do Frank Sinatra. Now, don't forget, I wrote him a letter. I said, Mr. Sinatra, through Mickey Rudin, his lawyer, I said, Mr. S, this is done with respect. You are my father's hero. You are my hero. And we do this with respect. If there's anything you don't like about the impression, please let me know. So I didn't hear anything. So I did the impression on SNL. So I'm doing it. So now Frank Sinatra's watching it, man. And when I first started doing it, and so Charlie Callis, the late great comedian, said it, and he goes to Mr. S, because everybody got quiet. They got quiet, like, oh my gosh, who's doing Frank Sinatra? And I'm up there doing my thing live, and Charlie says to Mr. S, what do you think, Captain? And Frank Sinatra looks at me doing him, and takes a beat, and he goes, hey, he's pretty good, the little punk. And he didn't use the word punk, but it's a family show, but it was a P word. And he said, hey, let's go on stage, baby. And he went through And then he went on to address me as the vice chairman of the board with the greatest of humility and love to the great Frank Sinatra. And it really is with all my heart. And I love him like you love him. Do we have time to do this, Matt, maybe? Matt Blaze is at the board doing a great job always. Jonas Jackson is with us. And Ava Anderson is executive producing. So we got a great, great team here as we broadcast nationally and around the world. So there was a show. I can't mention the show because it's copyrighted. But it was one of the big, big shows, one of the big sporting events ever. And they wanted to open that show where it has over 140 million viewers. Who did they open that show with this year? Mr. Francis Albert Sinatra. We can't play the whole thing because I don't want to get into a rights issue, but I will go into one of my favorite all-time songs. But let's start it out. When this was just a few months ago, just a couple months ago, they wanted to get the most effective artist, the music artist ever, and they reached back and they got Frank Sinatra.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Everybody in football has their own way.
You can't help but look back when we're playing in the Super Bowl.
People talk about how I didn't play for us.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more. Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my. My fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, I took the blow.
it was my way.
Rumor has it that Mr. S did one take on that. One take on that, and it was overmodulated when it was recorded. I heard it got overmodulated. The needle was there, and when the engineer understood, he knew it after Mr. S had left the studio. He was on his way to Vegas, by the way, and it was New Year's Eve, the next day, that he was going to perform at Sands. He laid down that track, one take. Don Costa did a killer arrangement, legendary. They played it for Paul Anka, who wrote the song. Paul got tears in his eyes. Paul was in New York. Mr. S was in Los Angeles. And then Mr. S went on and, you know, just went on to bring in 1969. But I heard that the engineer just, he just panicked because he thought, oh, my gosh, he goes, did we overmodulate that? And indeed he did not. He fixed it, made it one take, Mr. Sinatra, one of his greatest all-time best-selling songs, one of the greatest songs ever performed by the greatest entertainer of all time, in my opinion. Francis Albert Sinatra, and I think yours as well. We'll try to grab some calls if we can. Got a lot more favorites coming up. Joe Piscopo, Sundays with Sinatra.
It's Sundays with Sinatra, with your host, the Vice Chairman of the Board, Joe Piscopo, in the Great American Songbook on Music Radio.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation's mission is to do good and make sure we never forget. That means never forgetting 9/11, never forgetting the soldiers and first responders who risked their lives and bodies for our country and communities, and never forgetting those who were sickened because of their service. The foundation is committed to helping these heroes and their families, heroes like retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Michael Cordoz. Lieutenant Colonel Cordoz served his country for 20 years and received numerous commendations, including a Bronze Star. During his time overseas, he was exposed to toxic burn pits. 18 hours after being diagnosed with service-related cancer, he died. Tunnel to Towers then paid off the mortgage of his family's home, enabling his widow and their six children to stay in their home, removing a financial burden. The foundation helps Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders, as well as catastrophically injured heroes and homeless veterans. Help families like the Cordoz. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
You've tried everything. Doctor visits, pain medication, and still, there's no escape from the pain. It's constant. And it's affecting your relationships, your job, your quality of life. Pain doesn't wait, and neither should you. Still Life Acupuncture wants you to know that there's an alternative to addictive medications for pain management. Acupuncture and non-invasive therapies, such as massage and cupping, have been used for pain relief and rebalancing the body for thousands of years, and it can work for you. Just listen.
I woke up in debilitating pain and didn't know where to turn. I reached out to a few quote-unquote pain experts, but they offered me little support. That's when I found Daniel and Still Life Acupuncture. I walked into his office, and after only one session, I walked out with almost no pain. I am now a lifelong believer. Thank you, Still Life Acupuncture.
Pain doesn't wait, and neither should you. Schedule an appointment with Still Life Acupuncture today. Online at stilllifeacupuncture.com. stilllifeacupuncture.com.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
Jazzy.
Now nothing's impossible. I have found for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust off, start over again. Work like a soul inspired until the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, start all over again. You gotta work like a soul inspired until the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall and then arise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Once again now. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall and then rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. That's enough now.
It's Sundays with Sinatra with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
Well, this is my first affair, so please be kind, handle my heart with care, and please be kind, this is all so grand, my dreams are on parade, if you'll just understand, why they'll never, never fade. Tell me your love's sincere and please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Yes, please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind. This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care. Please be kind. Jump now, jump. Oobie doobie. Oobie doobie. Don't you say that your love's sincere and please be kind. Handle my heart with care. Yes, please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, babe, I know my heart's gonna lose its mind.
from Hollywood Palace, Frank Sinatra and the great Count Basie Band. I just absolutely adore that that set with Quincy Jones arranging Please Be Kind. You know, I see the phone calls. Forgive me. I have to play one of my all-time favorite, recent favorites. It is just a heartbreak and such a beautiful vocal performance by Frank Sinatra, a song from Irving Berlin.
All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting, a ling. I'm all alone every evening, all alone feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are. And if you are all alone too,
Mr. Sinatra, wherever you are. God bless. See you next week.
From the heart of America's wine country, you are on Jazzy 93.7. KJZY, Sebastopol.
Never thought I'd fall, but now I hear a call. I'm getting sentimental over you. Things you say and do just thrill me.